Previously on Talk to Dad.
Gorting is so wonderful. A whole freaking go.
I could ask them, hey, horses, do you want to attack me? And they would answer, nay.
Elon Musk runs to your door with a panic and a bullet hole in his shoulder.
I absolutely love it.
Talk to Dad.
Hello and welcome to the Talk Dad Podcast, episode 256. I've got Will here with me.
Hello.
And Henry.
Hey.
And also Santi.
Hi.
How is everyone?
Pretty good.
Pretty okay, yeah.
Doing good.
Since the last time we did a podcast, which was 2 weeks ago, we have been on a vacation and back. We went down to New Braunfels in Austin. And how was it?
It was awesome. Honestly, it was a really fun 4-day weekend.
So one of the main reasons we went down is we wanted to go down to New Braunfels because there's a Texas tradition where people float down the river in inner tubes. And we had never done it before, but now we have. I thought it was really fun.
It was so fun.
It was. We got into the Guadalupe River near an area called Green. And the river was really slow. When we first got in there, we were like, we're not moving. But then we had to sort of go over to the side of the river where the current was. But it was very relaxing. It was fun. We saw lots of turtles.
Yeah, there were so many turtles.
There were a lot of cool trees on the side of the river.
And dragonflies. Lots of dragonflies.
Lots of dragonflies that came and like landed on our knees as we were tubing down the river. There were a few little rapids. Nothing really too exciting. A couple of them were exciting, I guess.
Not like crazy rapids.
But they didn't last very long. And then probably the funnest part, I thought, was at the very end, like near the beach where you get out, there was a big rope swing.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
And that was fun. And we all took turns, like, you could kind of climb up on this tree, grab the rope swing, and swing out to the middle of the river and jump in. Yeah. It was really fun. I did it 3 times. The third time I did it, I didn't get up high enough on the rope swing and I didn't lift my legs up. And as soon as my legs dragged in the water, it like made my whole body like face plant in the water. And I got river water up my nose.
Dang.
So if I get a strange parasite in my brain, that's why.
I went through them a few times. Mine weren't like super amazing, but they weren't super graceful.
It was pretty fun. I got a really good slow motion video of Henry.
Yeah, that looked good.
Yeah.
Doing a rope swing.
I looked scared for my life.
Maybe.
No, you looked like you were in a
No, you looked like cool, actually. You looked like serious. You looked like action hero.
Okay.
I thought.
Or like Tarzan.
I thought it was pretty good.
I did that like four times, and I really had a lot of time. I'm confident to say that I was really good at doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, if rope swinging ever becomes an Olympic sport, you could be on Spain's rope swinging Olympic team.
I guess.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
Just saying, if fast walking is an official Olympic sport, then anything can be.
Trampoline.
It's really?
Trampoline is an Olympic sport.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not the yoke. Walking.
I think it's Ecuador's only gold medal.
Well, trampoline. Of course, trampoline is an Olympic sport.
How do you compete in fast walking? Now I need to know.
I think you have to like keep both feet on the ground at least one foot on the ground at all times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so...
And they're just walking really, really fast.
It's ridiculous.
I think trampoline is pretty funny Olympic sport, too.
Oh, I've seen that, and it's impressive to see how many
they
spins and everything.
So high in the air.
Yeah. It's so scary.
The other Olympic sport that I find just amazing to watch is table tennis. Ping pong.
Oh yeah,
that's so entertaining.
It's crazy how good they are and how like far back from the table they play.
They don't play like super far back from the table, but they make it look like a real sport, like not just like a party game, like an actual sport.
Yeah. So that was what we did the first day. So we drove down, like, I guess it would have been Thursday night. Friday morning, we floated the river. Friday night, we went to the little town of Green. So there's this old kind of historic town with one of the oldest dance halls in Texas and a bunch of live music and stuff. And that was fun. But the next day we went to an area called Fossil Rim and we went to the Wild Animal Ranch. And mom was very concerned that Santi got attacked by an ostrich.
Yeah.
She was very concerned. Bit his finger.
Yeah, we knew because I had gone years and years ago that the ostriches are really mean and really aggressive. So we were concerned about the ostriches. And then we found one that we thought was
nice.
Maybe nice. And I fed it out of my hand and it seemed okay. I think it's hard to tell. I mean, on the one hand, maybe ostriches are mean. On the other hand, maybe they're just not really good at.
I don't think it was that she was evil. It just like it seems that my hand it was an appealing snack because she wouldn't let go my hand. Like she was like
biting into it.
Yeah, it was a couple seconds before she noticed that it was on foot, my hand.
Yeah, mom thinks that she did it. Mom thinks that the ostrich did it just because it was mad. And like it did it like to be evil. Like, I don't know about that.
So the Wild Animal Ranch was like, it was really cool because you drive through and it's got different sections and you can roll down your window and the animals will come up to you and you can feed them. Mm-hmm. And most of them that are just like sheep and deer and things like that are like really easy. But the ostriches, they're scary.
They're scary. I have to admit that they're scary.
Yeah, they are.
Something about the, for one thing, they have these big feet that look like dinosaurs.
The eyes.
They kind of move like dinosaurs.
They have giant eyes.
Oof.
Their heads and necks just attack.
I think it's the neck that freaks me out. And their lack of arms.
I think it's how they move their head around. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Something it's about, very strange. Like, I think it's because when they don't have arms and they just use their head, you have to think, like, how much power do they have in their head? Like, how strong is their head from only using it to get things?
But they seem like an awkward animal. Like, if you make a party, that animal would be, like, ostriches in the corner of the room without talking to no one.
Hmm.
What's that?
Yes, if you made a party in which you invite some animals, the ostriches would be like the awkward person that is in the corner of the party.
It's like that one meme, like, they don't know I did a kid's hand for 2 seconds.
Actually, I feel like the ostriches, like, would be the bouncer.
No.
Ostrich that, like...
The monkeys would be the dancer and the donkey would be
the dancer.
Means a bouncer, though.
Yeah, like the person who stands at the front and says, are you on the list?
Yeah, by the rope and says, I don't see you on the list. You can't come in.
That's a gorilla. Totally.
Yeah, that might be the orangutan.
Or an orangutan or a baboon. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm imagining an orangutan doing it.
And now I'm imagining like a animal party with lots of different wild animal guests.
Which I think leads us into what we did next. Well, kind of part of it. As we saw...
We went to a cave next, but after we went to the cave...
We saw the monkeys.
After we went there...
I thought you were going to say...
No, after we went to the cave, we saw live ostriches, and they destroyed the city of New Braunfels.
The one disappointing thing about the Wild Animal Ranch was there were no zebras to be found.
I was so excited about the zebras.
I know.
I was too.
And we had a kind of a good experience with the zebras before, although for some reason there was a warning sign about the zebras and no warning sign about the ostrich. It said that the zebras will bite, but it didn't say anything about the ostriches biting, and clearly they do.
No, but afterwards we saw lemurs, and like they weren't running free.
We saw lemurs and monkeys and, I don't know, a few other animals. We're in an area where you could just kind of walk around.
There were two monkeys that, like, wrapped their tails around each other.
Yeah, it was kind of cute.
Yeah, it was so cute. And one monkey that bounced from rope to rope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. It was funny because the monkey was just sort of laying there, like, being lazy. And we were like, well, if what we really want to see is we really want to see it go swing from rope to rope. And then about, like, 2 minutes later, it's like, all right, I'll do it. And swing from rope to rope. He was
so skilled in that.
He was very good at it, yes.
Monkeys are weird to see in exhibits just because of how human-like they are. It's almost like they blur the line between animal and human.
Yeah, they have expressions on their faces, for sure. Sometimes they look at you like they're thinking. And they'll look you in the eye. It'd be strange. Mm.
I really think monkeys are more intelligent than humans.
Yeah.
I think it's sad to see how we've devolved into these human creatures.
this is going to be
that's
philosophical.
Like Planet of the Apes stuff. We did go to a cave. Did you guys like the cave?
Yes, I did. Like,
yeah, it was. At first, I was a little bit bored by it. Then it got like really cool, and I was like, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought the cave overall. And overall, I think I've been in other caves that I like more, except for there were like two rooms that were really cool. The one room in particular that had like kind of the ponds at the bottom of it and really cool formations, and they kind of reflected in the ponds. I thought that was cool. I think it was called like the King's Room or something, or the King's Tower.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called.
The names kind of made it creepy, honestly.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
The only thing that I didn't like about the cave is that it was too economized. Like, it was like too many people.
Yeah, it was too crowded.
Yes, and the names.
Yeah.
You don't have to put names to the rooms.
Usually when I've gone to a cave before, you just have like one tour guide that leads your group through. This time, and I think it was because it was so crowded that day, because it was on a holiday weekend. But they had like lots of groups going through, and they just had the tour guides were like stationed in each room. So they would just stay there and you would move on to the next person.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like caves don't really need that much touring.
They don't.
I don't really care too much about how it formed. I just think it looks
cool.
Well,
and if you've been to a cave before, you've heard about the limestone and how it drips and deposits minerals, and how you shouldn't touch it because then it will die.
Yeah, they don't need to do so much think about that. You just leave the people there, and if they come back, then they pay. If they don't come back, then, well...
Like, I don't really care about the history of rocks. I just think it's cool rocks, pointy rocks. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
I still like it, though. I think it's kind of fun. And some of the rooms were really, really big. I think that
was
the
really
thing
cool cave, yeah.
About
yeah,
the cool. Natural Bridges Caverns is some of the rooms themselves were, like... You felt like you were in like a cathedral or something. They were so large.
Oh, no, yeah. The cave itself was really, really cool. Yeah.
I feel like tour guides, in case this is just a random thought, I feel like they mentioned the cave bacon just so they can check it off the list. Cave like bacon. Every time we go to a cave, it's mentioned.
They have to mention cave bacon.
They have to.
They have to mention stalagmites and stalactites.
Because they don't mention it, then I guess they don't get paid.
And do you guys know which one's a stalactite and which one's a stalagmite?
Stalagmites are the ones that... Or they point up, and then stalactites are the ones that point down.
Yeah, because as my dad taught me when I was a kid, stalactites hold tight, and stalagmites might grow.
I always thought it was like stalagmites, like it has the letter M in it, and M it looks like two stalactites, or stalagmites, I mean.
Now here, remember, looks at hand, don't point at the stalactites.
It really, really bothers me when I hear people get that wrong, though. I think because I learned it when I was really young. And when people say the wrong one, it just bothers me.
Here is the cave made out of bacon.
It's cave bacon.
Looks at hand.
And
it was so cool, though.
It was fun. It's a good thing to do in the summertime when you're in Texas, because it's always cool in the cave. Although it was super humid. So we all came out of the cave, like, kind of dripping a little bit.
Yeah. I kept on taking pictures. Like, I would not stop taking pictures. I started taking like one by one pictures just in case they would make a cool album cover.
Yeah,
just because it looks so cool.
And then we got in a car and we drove from New Braunfels to Austin, checked into the hotel, and then we went to the Alamo Drafthouse, which is a really nice movie theater in Austin, and we watched Shang-Chi
next morning
and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Did you guys like the movie?
I really liked it.
Great movie.
I liked how the movie theater gave us like background info about the kind of movie and like the genre and stuff.
Yeah, there was like a little mini documentary about kung fu films and before the movie.
And there was like all these like statues and stuff. Like the museum was very like decorated, I guess, and stuff.
It was so decorated. Museum? The theater, like a lot of the stuff. It was so nice.
Wait, what museum?
The movie theater.
The movie theater.
Oh, okay. I was very confused.
There were like old movie posters and stuff.
There was that like hallway entrance that had like a giant like monster mouth around it.
Yeah.
It made me think like, man, I just like, our normal movie theater seems lame now.
They have pretty good popcorn too.
They did.
And I liked the movie a lot. I thought it was really good. It was probably the best Marvel movie I've seen in a while.
Yeah. I kind of thought Black Widow was like just like fun. Like, I didn't dislike it, but this I really liked.
Yeah, Black Widow I thought was just, I think part of the problem with Black Widow is it doesn't take place like in sequence with the other movies. And I think for that reason, it's harder to care about it a little bit.
Yeah, kind of like with Solo, a Star Wars Story.
I don't know. I think that Black Widow is like the, is one of the worst Marvel characters. Like, it doesn't have powers and stuff.
I think as a character, she's pretty cool.
It is weird how they'll have like some Marvel superheroes have superpowers and some don't. Some are like so much more powerful than the other ones. Like if you put up Hawkeye versus Captain Marvel, it would be like, why are they even like associated with each other? You know?
Yeah, but they're also given like different situations.
One is really, really good at shooting arrows and the other one can like pretty much destroy planets.
I mean, like, Spider-Man is just fighting, like, a neighborhood bad guy and stuff like that.
But he can swing and he has, you know, he can shoot webs out of his wrists and I don't know.
That's true.
He has spider senses. He has all kinds of superpowers.
Shang-Chi.
A decent.
Shang-Chi was really powerful.
Yeah. Except he wasn't, well, no spoilers or anything. He didn't start out with superpowers.
Yeah.
Well, except he kind of did. I don't know.
No, that's not superpowers. That's martial arts.
He had martial arts, but he also had
it's kung fu.
He had also inherited things from both of his parents.
Yeah, but,
which you find out at the end.
Yeah, but
it's a little bit of a spoiler, maybe.
Yeah, should we cut that out?
No, it's fine. Maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. I thought that I had a really good cast.
It did.
All of the actors in it were really good. I especially liked the guy who played the Mandarin. His name's Tony Leung, and he is a really good actor. Like, he's been in a lot of really good movies. There's a lot of movies I want to show you guys that are like old, either Hong Kong action movies or Chinese martial arts movies he was in.
One thing that I really liked about it was it felt like there's little bits and pieces that made it feel enough like a Marvel movie, but for the most part, it felt like it had its own like personality and stuff, yeah. Which I really liked.
It didn't feel like a Marvel movie. It was very great, but it's different from the Marvel movies.
I feel like they're going for a different feel. Is it this Phase 3 or Phase 4?
Phase 4.
Phase 4. I think they're going for a little bit of a different feel in Phase 4. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Obviously, I think Shang-Chi is going to be one of the big characters in Phase 4, and they set that up really well.
Yeah. I really like how the main characters are just, like, buds. Like, they're just, like, a bunch of, like, best friends that are kind of messing around.
Yeah. And the other thing I really liked, and this is a little bit of a spoiler, so I won't say exactly what happened, but there's a crossover from another one of the characters, and his appearance was really cool.
Yeah, he's great. I love him.
I think it's not that much of a spoiler because I think if you've read any articles, you probably know about it already.
Wait, which?
A character from who is kind of a sidekick of one of the other Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes. He was fun.
Yeah, he was great.
Talking about who Avenger is going to be the most important, I think that the one that is going to be the most important Marvel character is Doctor Strange by a lot. Like, he's been appearing in all of the recent movies.
Yeah. Doctor Strange is going to have another movie coming out, I think, next year. Is that when it comes out? Doctor Strange and the
Multiverse of Madness. I'm excited for that.
Which is supposed to be a horror movie.
And it's going
to
be directed by Sam Raimi.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be awesome.
I'm looking forward to that. That should be really, really good. Yeah, I agree. I think Doctor Strange will have a lot to do. I think that the Scarlet Witch will have a big part. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do with the Eternals, because the Eternals seems like it's sort of parallel universe type stuff. I don't know.
Wait, if it's parallel universe stuff, would they have to start calling it the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse?
I don't think.
Maybe. I think they're going to start to get into multiverse stuff.
Is it parallel universe, or is it just like,
I don't know.
I thought it was just like
parallel universe. I think it's like the same universe, but they're not really, I mean, the Eternals are not Avengers, I guess, you know, they're not like Earth superheroes. They're like, I don't know, supernatural superheroes. I don't know how to say that. Anyway. And then after we saw the movie, we ate some food and then we went to see the bats. Or did we see the bats first? Then we went to get, yeah, that's what we did. We went to see the bat. In Austin, under the Congress Avenue Bridge, there are millions of bats that live. And it's very confusing to me because I don't know where they live exactly, but at dusk, they all come out from under the bridge and there are millions of them start flying around. Did you guys like seeing the bats?
I did. Okay. I was a little bit underwhelmed. I heard that there's going to be a cloud of bats.
Me too.
And like, that does make me sound really like bat spoiled.
No, I think that's fair. I think in one way, the bats are a little overrated. Because by the time that most of the bats come out, it's really dark and you can't see them that well.
Yeah, and it's also a slow burner. Like, at first, just a couple bats are coming out, like, every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, there's, like, you know, a constant speed of, like, a crowd of bats just coming out.
Yeah,
they will, you can only see it, like, with a flashlight.
They will be great there if I hadn't had my so many expectations. Like, people would tell, yeah, like, it's going to be, like, a cloud, huge... The night, yeah, night is going to be like dark because of the bats.
Yeah, I think I still feel like it's something you have to do when you go to Austin, though, because it's famous.
Yeah, it
is. And there's a big crowd of people there.
It was very cool, though.
But yeah, it's a little weird because, I don't know, they fly really fast. You can't really see them too clearly because it's dark by the time they get there.
It's like seeing like a whole bunch of fruit flies, but yeah, like bigger, obviously. I think the coolest thing I saw there was like one guy with three weasels on leashes.
There was a guy with three weasels. I'm not really sure why. I feel like
because
and then
Austin.
We saw another guy with a weasel.
Yes.
And I feel like when you live in Austin, you just can't do anything normal. You just have to have weird pets. You have to have weird clothing. You have You have
Keep
to be
Austin
a little weird.
Weird
to live in Austin.
In like a cool way, though. Like it's really weird, but I don't know. If that's their thing, then I'm, like, completely for it. And I love the weirdness, honestly.
Yeah. And so that was that day. And then we went back to the hotel and went to bed, got up the next morning. And what did we do in the morning?
We golfed.
Oh, yes. We went to a mini golf course called Peter Pan Mini Golf that's been there for, like, I don't know, 75 years or something. And it's been repainted and redecorated. I thought that was fun.
Henry did really well.
Henry, I got the most points.
Henry got the
high score.
Yeah.
It's funny. Mom and Henry had like semi-close scores. Then like you, me, and Santi had like semi-close scores.
And
but there was
a gap.
There was a gap in between there.
Mom got a hole in one. Did anybody else get a hole in one? Someone else
I think
got
I did
a hole
once.
In one, right?
Yeah.
And it was like... I think it was either...
I don't think I got a hole-in-one. You did and Mom did.
It was either the game after or before Mom did. So
it was
like
after. It was Mom then you.
Yeah. And it like bent in a weird way, but yeah.
They were three holes in one, and it were all in a row. So I think you two had... So Greg, you have also a hole-in-one, and Allison and also Will.
I don't think I ever got a hole-in-one. I think I got two was the best I got.
No, I'm sure you got a hole-in-one. I'm really sure.
I don't remember getting a hole-in-one, but if I did, good for me. And then we went and ate some Mexican food. Went to like a restaurant around the corner from the mini golf place that had really good Mexican brunch.
It was good, tasty. Mexican food. I think most of us just had like just lunch. Mexican food.
Mine was brunch, and I think Santi's was brunch because he had chilaquiles.
Henry, I guess
which
he
usually
had
a breakfast food.
And Henry, didn't you have something like with an egg?
Mine was with egg, and it was Henry's too.
I don't remember.
Huevos rancheros or something. Seems like.
Oh wait, it was like. I can't remember exactly what
some
it was. I can just remember the feeling that the taste provoked.
I also really remember.
You just remember how you felt.
That sounds weird.
When you ate them.
Well, not like the
what was
emotional
the feeling?
Feeling, but like the feeling that the taste had
what,
to it.
And what was the feeling?
Well, I can't describe it. I can just feel the feeling
you just
of
feel
the taste.
Feeling?
You know how like certain tastes have certain feelings. This sounds really weird, but
was it a good feeling?
No, I remember just being like not like in the mood for it. I guess.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Really?
Dang.
Yeah.
They had really good aguas frescas.
Yeah, I can literally
taste
those in my mouth. I had a prickly pear flavor because I was like, whoa, that's weird.
Yeah,
it was
bright red.
But it's a similar feeling to like...
It was really good.
It didn't taste like this... It didn't really taste like this, but it has a similar feeling to an egg salad sandwich. Like a similar feeling.
I like egg salad sandwiches.
Yeah. I have to be in just the right mood for those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after we left the restaurant, we decided to go to an area in Austin called South Congress Avenue. And probably the weirdest thing that happened to us the whole trip happened.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. That was so crazy. It was so weird.
Austin is really difficult to find parking. Like it's a town, and a lot of cities are like this, but it's really in particular a bad parking town. So all along South Congress Avenue, there's like places to park, but then there's like a couple of parking garages. And I decided, well, I'll just head for the parking garage. There was kind of a traffic jam getting into it. So it took us a long time to get into the parking garage. But then once we got up there, went to like the third floor, parked our car, and we just got out of our car and walked around the corner. And behind us, I hear, Santi! And I'm like, what? What is happening here? What is happening?
He went over and like gave him like a hug. And I was like, what?
Someone was like, someone this? Recognized and was calling Santi's name, which really threw me. Because we live in Texas. We're not from Austin, but at least we live in Texas. So the chance that we might see someone we know, that seems pretty reasonable.
And it's just
reasonable.
In some random parking garage.
No, it's not even reasonable for someone
so
we know.
So you know how like parking garages, like there's slopes and then there's like two like little like lines of cars, I guess.
It wasn't even like a really like, big parking
Our cars
garage.
Were like back to back.
It wasn't really even a big parking garage. It was just this little parking garage. And so, yeah, someone that Santi knows was in that same parking garage at the exact same time we were.
Yeah, and it was his three first hours in the United States.
Yes, he had just arrived from the airport, and his host family took him to get pizza, parked in that parking garage at the exact same time we did.
And also,
and behind our car.
The funniest thing is that his flight, it wasn't supposed to be at that time. His flight was delayed, 1 hour. So it's also that's too much.
I think he got held up in Houston overnight, too. Like, he wasn't supposed to be in Houston that night.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all of the things that you think about that had to happen for you guys to meet in that parking garage, it seems
must
like
be fate.
If someone told me this story, I'd be like, no, that's not believable. That's stupid. Like, if you were writing it as a story, I'd be like, that's not believable.
Sometimes in life, you just have to suspend your
that's
disbelief.
That's too improbable. Of course, they're not going to meet each other.
Do you think we're reading our listeners' minds?
It was very strange.
Oh,
do you think that's exactly what our listeners are thinking? It's like, no, there's no way.
No, but
you're making that up.
But it was someone you went to school with. Like, he was
I sit with that guy an entire year. I stayed with this guy, in the same spot, an entire year. So it was so nice to being able to talk with him, and it was such cool. It was great. Really, really great.
So he recognized you and yelled out and got out of the car, and it was very strange. You guys took pictures to prove it happened.
It was, I was shocked. The next 3 hours, I was just in the streets going,
he's like, whoa.
No, it was too much for me. It was emotionally, it was a shock.
Yes, it was very strange. It just seems, really, if you would never guess that that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
Also, I did recognize that it was a Spaniard the first moment that I heard my name, because it was so very well pronounced.
The way he pronounced it.
Yeah, it was like, oh God, I'm a Spaniard.
Someone recognized you and knows your name.
Yeah.
At first, my first thought, and I know this doesn't make any sense either, but my first thought was, he must have him confused for someone else with the same name. Because clearly this person can't know him.
His host family seems
really
nice.
He's not from here.
We talked to his host family,
but they seem really nice.
And apparently they know someone in Dallas.
But they live in Austin. Well, he said he has family in Dallas and they come up here sometimes.
Yeah. So maybe we gotta head to Dallas and try to accidentally bump into them.
It turns out there are other people from Mallorca that are in
from
the Dallas
my same
area.
Class.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yes,
that's what I was saying. It's
like the next town over, a couple towns over.
Yes, yes. So I just was talking with one of the girls that is over here, and I don't know. It's a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't know why you all ended up in Texas.
I don't know. And most of them did went here very late.
Yeah.
So it's such a coincidence.
It is. It's strange. You know, a lot of them didn't make it in time. Like, we volunteered and you made it in time for the school year to start. But I think they were kind of begging families to take people because there were a lot of people that didn't get a chance, wouldn't get a chance to come unless people decided to. So, because it's a crazy year and things are strange. And then after that, we went to a museum that was really cool.
Oh, yeah. It was so cool.
It was kind of in the middle of nowhere. It was like in this industrial park where there were just all these warehouses and tech buildings and stuff. And we pull into the parking lot, but it was called Wonder Spaces Austin. And they had a lot of exhibits that were like immersive art exhibits.
Yeah.
Which was very cool, like interactive. What was your favorite thing in that, Henry?
Probably, so there's this place where you could like put on a VR headset and it showed like this like film that was in like VR, and it was like really calming, and I'm pretty sure it represented death.
I think it kind of did. It was like called Transitions, like, I think.
But it was totally dead. Like, it was the canoe.
Yeah, you're basically in like this boat, and then like you're going down a river slowly, and then at the beginning you like pass by like all these like buildings on a
and
river,
weird kind of surrealistic things.
Yeah, like, and then there's like people just watching you, like, which is a little creepy. And then you keep going,
when people are watching you. It was very strange.
Not sure what that was. And then like a dog hops on, and then
the
you go through like
it
a
might
bunch
be
of,
like Cerbero, like the mythological being of Greece that it has. Yeah, you know that dog.
I don't know.
What I like is how every couple of minutes the dog would like look around and look at you.
Yeah. And then like you go through like there's this part where like you see like a bunch of like crash ships and it's like a bunch of other crash ships that look like yours, and it's like, oh no. But then you start like floating off of the ship.
Yeah.
And then like it just turns white. It's
so you put
crazy.
On this VR headset, and it has like there's kind of like a phone in the back that has speakers that's playing the music, I think is how it worked. But and then they sat you in these chairs that kind of swiveled around. But because it's VR, you can look up, you can look down, you can look 365 degrees. And no, 360 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
365 days of the year, 360 degrees. I always want to mess that up. Anyway, 360 degrees, you can look around. And I'm on the boat and I'm looking back at the boat like as it's going. And at one point I turned around. I didn't see the dog hop on. But I turn around, I'm like, oh, there's a dog on the boat. And it was such a good dog. It was like a black lab. Yeah. For some reason, I just thought it was such a good dog. It would just sit there and wag its tail.
Every couple minutes, it would look at something. And every few minutes, it would like look at you.
Everyone in that exhibit, it was saying, I want to pet the dog or something like that.
Yeah. At one point, the whole world like shifts 180 degrees. And that was kind of disorienting.
Yeah. There's like this part where like
upside down.
There's like this like weird entrance to something. Or no, there's like a weird entrance to something and you're about to go through, but then you like flip and you go under the water.
And everything rotates 180 degrees.
The one random floating head creeped me out.
Yeah, the heads were weird. Yeah. There were these giant heads sticking
out. No, but there's one single...
The bugs were more disturbing.
There's one single huge floating head that like looked at you and like floated
by. The most disturbing part was, I don't know if you noticed this, but like in the beginning, you know all those like weird structure things? Like, there are, like, people watching you from there. Like, silhouettes watching you.
Yeah,
you can, like, see their glowing eyes. That was kind of creepy.
And it was also kind of disturbing when, like, you start to float up and leave the boat behind.
Mm. Yeah.
Which I agree is kind of like death. But it was also very calming and soothing. And it was, I don't know.
Well, I love stuff that's, like, a mix of, like, cute, calming, and, like, creepy.
I felt like it sort of messed with my head a little bit.
Yeah, like, it was terrifying, but also, like, super relaxing at the same time.
Stuff that is very, like, quaint and cute, but also creepy at the same time is, like, I love that kind of stuff.
There were a lot of things where you could kind of go inside the exhibit. Like, there was one room that was just, like, a big hall of mirrors. And there were fluorescent bulbs that would, like, flash at different rates. And it was strange and kind of disorienting. There was also like this giant bubble that was made of like shopping bags that you could climb inside and get in it.
Oh, that was cool.
It was hard to describe exactly what I'm talking about without seeing a picture of it. I don't know. There were a lot of cool exhibits. I really enjoyed that museum. It was fun.
I did too enjoy that museum, but I think that the best thing it was the Last Word panel. It was like
that was really cool.
it was like a place where you could put like the last word with and put like the last word that you would like to say to someone.
Yeah. So they had little scrolls. It was like a big board that had holes in it. And there were scrolls that you could take out a scroll and write something on it and put it back. Or you could look at everyone else's scrolls to see what they had written. Did you guys write anything?
I did.
Yeah.
I was like kind of nervous. I was like, okay, let's go. Let's go. And I was worried that like you guys would get mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us what it was or is it a secret? All right.
I did also write something, but I'm standing the same position as Will.
Same.
That's a good idea.
I didn't write anything.
No?
No.
I did not.
I just wrote anything
I needed to say.
You got to be a contributing member of society, Dad.
No, I just wrote, I should have had strawberry.
I contributed just by being there.
I should have had the strawberry flavor. No, not really.
I don't think that's what you really said.
It's not.
It's but, funny yeah. that none of you want to say what you wrote.
I don't.
It was cool reading the different ones. A lot of them were about like, I don't know, like I'm so much happier with someone else. Or
some of them were,
like
yeah,
like
insults.
One of them was like crazy.
Oh, wait, was that the one that I got? I think it was the one that I got where like, it was like this whole thing about how like someone's mom had like pretended they had cancer and then also like claimed that like depression doesn't run in the family and that her kids didn't have depression. It was like all this weird stuff.
And it was like, what the heck?
Like, oh, that seems eventful.
That one was crazy. Some of them were like really vague. I found a couple ones that were just like memes and I was just like, eh, okay, whatever, man.
Yeah.
They can write whatever they want.
And then we after the museum, we went back to the hotel and I think we ate barbecue. Yeah, we ate barbecue and then went back to the hotel and swam.
Was a little underwhelmed by the barbecue, not gonna lie.
Yeah, we had a hard time finding a good barbecue place, which was sad when you're in Austin, Texas.
The barbecue is okay. Also, we had to sit in a place. The only thing that was really left was like, I mean, there was a line, obviously, but like it was like in this outdoor area. And there are fans blowing on everyone so hard.
Yeah, and everything kept on blowing up. I accidentally dropped my fork, and it, like, kind of stabbed me a bit. I still have a little, like, scabs.
Yeah. But we went back to the hotel, swam in the pool, and the next day we got up and went kayaking in the river by downtown Austin. That was fun. I thought that was a good time.
There was some cool graffiti that I saw. I was, like, by the end, I was kind of like, I've been kayaking for so long.
You've been graffitiing for so long and you hadn't
told us?
We were
up there for about an hour and a half is all. It was a little while, but it was kind
of
fun.
It's something I always
wanted to do. There's an area on the river called Lady Bird Lake and it's right by downtown. And I don't know. I just always wanted to do that. So I was glad I got to.
We really had a lot of fun kayaking. Like for me, something that I do a lot in Mallorca. Like it's a summer activity that I do like every week.
Yeah.
So it was so nice being able to kayaking. And it was my first time kayaking in a river. So that was also very cool.
Yep. So
there
were
a lot of turtles.
There were a lot of turtles there too. Yep.
Yeah, a lot of turtles.
And that was kind of fun to see the turtles. Let's do some news.
Now your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
I have a very important news story. Someone is finally tackling a very important social issue of our times. The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, is apparently conducting an investigation into why McDonald's ice cream machines are always broken.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, finally.
Mom showed us this headline when we were in Austin.
Yes, the feds are reportedly looking into why McDonald's ice cream machines are always busted. So we've talked about this on the podcast before. We've talked about the McBroken app, which Mom still uses, where you can see which McDonald's have ice cream machines that are working. There is a story that's been going around social media about, I believe this is true, but I don't know much about it other than what I've seen on social media, that McDonald's bought all these machines from a company, and part of the contract when they purchased them was that only that company can service them. And each time they service them, they get paid a service fee and they break a lot. So every night they do a cleaning cycle. And sometimes after the cleaning cycle, they just shut down and they have to call a technician from this company to go reset it. And because their contract says they can't fix it themselves, only this company can come fix them. And supposedly,
oh, that's why.
That is the reason why McDonald's machines break.
Oh, so they got scammed. They got scammed hard.
And the word got to the federal government, and now the federal government is looking into whether or not this is a scam. And that's pretty much it. So the FTC contacted McDonald's franchise owners over the summer looking for information about the broken ice cream machines. The franchisees have long griped about the machines, which require a nightly cleaning cycle that can fail and require a technician to fix. So the federal government is looking into this. The McDonald's Corporation issued a statement that said, "Nothing is more important to us than delivering our high standards for food and quality and safety, which is why we work with fully vetted partners that can reliably provide safe solutions at scale." McDonald's said it understood the frustration surrounding the broken ice cream machines, and it was instituting several solutions, including new training for workers and regular maintenance checks for the machines.
It's like the person who made that statement just like took a like corporate response checklist and just
I guarantee you, we deeply care.
Every
corporation has like a communications department that handles their public relations,
and each time they just like copy and paste something, switch out some stuff.
The important thing is saying something without really saying anything.
Important stuff.
It's just useless. It's like a sticky note.
Yeah.
Like, man, imagine just like going through the drive thru and I'm going like, "Can I get a name for that order, sir? This is the FBI." Open up.
Yes.
It's okay. I feel like the statements are like,
bottom of this.
The statements are like when I passive aggressively say "noted."
I hope they get to the bottom of this, because sometimes I just want a McFlurry, and it's so disappointing when they tell me that the ice cream machine's not working.
What's the full...
Do you just say McIce cream machine's not working?
The McIce cream machine.
What is FBI short
is
for?
It's not McWorking.
What is FBI short for? Like federal something?
Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Oh, that's what
this
I thought it was.
The Federal Trade Commission that's looking into it.
Could I get a name for that order? This is the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Yeah.
They seem so serious that...
Does anyone want to share their story?
I have a very interesting one, though.
Henry spoke first, then you will, and then I think Santi's got a story.
It's true. Okay. I will.
The headline is, former Walmart president reveals plan for a $400 billion utopian city in the U.S. desert. This is actually really cool.
Oh, yeah.
This is a weird story. We talked about this in the car on the way back.
Okay, yeah. It's weird, but it's really cool. So just hear me out. So basically, the plan is for... is for this billionaire called, or named Mark Lohr, who used to be the CEO of Walmart, I guess, which is, I think, like, I'm not sure if it still is, but at least, like, a couple years ago, it was, like, the richest company on Earth.
It's one of the biggest companies in the country. It's the biggest employer in the world. It employs more people than anyone else in the world.
Anyways, so basically, they're going to build a city in the desert. Not sure which desert. Nobody knows which desert it
is. They haven't picked a location yet, it sounds like.
Maybe they have, but nobody knows which desert it is. It's going to be the city called Tolosa, and it's going to be, like, this whole environmentally friendly thing. Like, it's going to, like, be this whole thing where, like, it's, like, just a really, really good city with, like, good housing and, like, good transportation and stuff. And it's going to be, like... super like eco-friendly. And basically, if you imagine just like what like a super futuristic like amazing utopia city looks like, it's that.
Yeah, they're like, so they hired an architecture firm to do drawings, and it totally looks like the cover of a sci-fi book or something. Like the
seriously?
Pictures that they have.
I have to say something about this, like the planned cities have never worked very well. Like Arabic cities have been planned before, and they have been a total failure before, so I'm not very...
This is a bit different, though. Like,
I mean, I think that anything that's this ambitious, the chance of failure is pretty high.
It's a very high failure.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that if it didn't fail, then this could be really, really cool.
And it might be an interesting story, even if it does fail. I don't know.
Even if it does fail, it reminds me to the story of one person that did exactly the same. Like, it was an Arabic rich guy who decided to build an eco-friendly city with one car, public cars, so the cars would move people around, and it would work with solar energy. He built the city, And he sold the entire city, but when people moved there, then they didn't like it and they started asking refunds, and everyone left the city. Like, they really didn't like the city at all.
The one thing I'm not really sure of, and I don't know, Henry, if it says in your story, is why choose to build this in a desert?
Because everywhere else, well, cheap land, and also everywhere else is probably like more crowded. I don't know.
I guess
there's less stuff.
That's a more difficult project if you do it in a desert.
Yeah, but there's less cities around, I guess, which could be a good or a bad thing.
Yeah,
I think one thing that's interesting is at the center of it all is going to be like a housing unit for like over 5 million people, and then like you're gonna like get commutes from there.
So everyone lives in the middle and then they commute outward.
I think everyone, but maybe not everyone. Most people, at least.
I think it said something about they want to make it so that like no one ever has to commute more than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. You can't drive gas-powered cars in the city. Everything has to be either electric or
biking or pedestrian cars. Apparently it like prioritizes bikers and pedestrians, so.
Yeah.
So this could, cool. This very likely will fall flat, like, on its face and never get up. However, if it didn't, that'd be extremely cool.
It would be an interesting place to visit if it did work.
Yeah, I would definitely visit it. It would feel, like, very... There is something about, like, one guy having a vision for an entire city that just feels kind of wrong. Like cities are...
or something.
Cities are, like, a living being, so it's very difficult to control something like that. I think that... something that is really good for cities is like do a reform. Like you have already a live city, then make that city pretty. Like for example, the things that they did in the 20th century in Paris or Valencia. But starting a city from zero, I think that's crazy. If he managed to do it, then good for him because he's going to be a millionaire and a genius.
Well, he's already a billionaire.
I think he's already a billionaire.
Oh, also, this project doesn't have funding. I'd like to mention that.
Yeah, so they're still looking for investors. You know, they only need about $400 billion. Just $400 billion.
Yeah, you know, you go to the coach, find some coins, and there you go.
Yeah.
Take up a collection.
Just get some spare cash.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's an interesting story, and we'll have to keep an eye on it and see what happens. Hmm. Will, you want to share your story?
All right. Winners of the 2021 Big Tech's Choice Awards announced.
Howdy, folks. This is Big Tech.
It sure is.
All right.
The winners. So we talked about the finalists. Now, William has in his hands the list of winners.
The cover photo has like the Oscars, but with
Big Tech's head on them.
Heads.
I think that's what the actual awards are. Disturbing, say the least.
Yeah. It's disturbing. Like Big Tech's like bobbleheads. Maybe they don't bobble, but... So there were 10 finalists, which were available for... Oh, wait. There were 10 finalists. You can still eat all their stuff for 24 days at the 21 State Fair, Texas.
Which we do plan on going to.
We're going
to try to make it to the State Fair this year.
Yeah.
Because I think Santi needs to see what a Texas State Fair looks like.
Yes, I need...
Hopefully cases are a bit lower by then. The award for Best Taste Savory is... The Deep Fried Seafood Gumbo Balls.
That one sounded good when we talked about it.
Using a family recipe that has been handed down four generations, the base is a dark, rich, and savory roe that represents the true essence of New Orleans. The balls are then loaded with Gulf Coast shrimp, stewed chicken, blue crab meat, and sausage.
That sounds really good.
The balls are then rolled in our saltine cracker and breadcrumb batter, then roux sauce for your dipping pleasure and topped with chicken fried okra spears. The dish will be served with a small bottle of hot sauce and a package of saltine crackers.
It sounds delicious. I want to try it.
Yeah, we got to try that. The award for best taste in sweet. The armadillo. Y'all want to go home with the armadillo cookie butter ice cream sandwich. It is a made-from-scratch cookie butter semi-freddo, an Italian take on an ice cream that means semi-frozen. The tree is drizzled with cookie butter and sandwiched between two deep-fried armadillo-shaped cookies that are made with the Brandon iron. Finally, it is dusted with buttery sugar.
Armadillo cookie butter ice cream sandwich. Is that what it is?
Absolutely a velvety cream gelat.
That also sounds really good.
it does.
Yeah, that actually sounds really good. I'll definitely have that.
Both of those sound really good. None of the weird ones. There were some in the finalists that sounded really weird. And
the Halloween candy one.
Yeah, the Halloween candy one. Or the deep-fried Halloween or whatever it was called looked weird and gross.
Yeah, I don't think candy works with that.
I don't know.
I guess someone's got to try, but...
Yeah.
Maybe someone already has tried. I don't know. And now there's the award for the most creative... Deep fried seafood gumbo balls.
So it won two awards.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It won best savory and most creative.
Okay, this is pretty. This is pretty unrelated. Sorry for interrupting, but I feel like it would be. Maybe this is just like the first thing I thought of, and maybe this is just the weird way my brain works. But it would be really funny if you like did the drum roll and then stopped it right before it like did the final crash.
That would be trolling.
That would suck. Man.
Just cut off the podcast right there.
Everyone would be so annoyed.
Yeah.
You just cut it off like right before each time.
The power went out.
Yeah, we literally just end the podcast.
Well, I think we're definitely going to have to try those two dishes when we go to the state fair.
Oh, yeah.
Which should be sometime in the next few weeks. I think it starts like maybe today's like the 11th. Today is September 11th when we're recording this. Yeah. I think the state fair starts on like the 24th. 25th, maybe like, I think it starts almost 2 weeks from now. Probably starts on a Friday.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, should be fun. And Santi, you have the last news story.
Yes, I do. You all have been waiting for the Ig Nobel Prizes.
The Ig Nobel Prizes.
Yes. Well, here I have, in this new weekend, I have like a lot of Nobel Prizes, so I'm going to read the best ones.
So you guys remember, so we've talked about this on the podcast before. Every year they do the Ig Nobel Prizes, which are like for just weird science experiments that, and I think it's sort of awarded.
Not just science, just weird stuff.
Weird research.
No,
that
it's science. Let me
it's hard to believe anyone ever did or understand why they did it.
Let me read the intro so you will understand. The recipients of the 2021 Ig Nobel Prizes include researchers who experiment with upside-down rhinos, analyze the bacteria in discard gum, and study the ways cats communicate with humans. Basically, it's that.
Upside-down rhinoceroses is the one I want to hear about.
It's not the best one. The first one is the biology prize. Who went to Swedish researchers Susanne Scott, who analyzed the variants of cats' vocalizations while communicating with humans.
So it was that's awesome. When your cat talks to you, what was it they were studying?
Well, I don't really know. It doesn't say it like here, but I have heard before that cats only meow when they are trying to communicate with humans. Well, cats,
yeah, like they're imitating you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, cats don't do that.
Huh. Interesting.
The Ecology Prize was awarded to a team of Spanish and Iranian researchers who used genetic analysis to compare the different species of bacteria found on discarded chewing gum recovered from patented sulfurs in various countries.
So they studied chewing gum to see what kind of bacteria is on it?
Yeah, well...
Interesting.
Yes, I don't really know why would they do that. Well, the economic prize was presented by Pablo Black Taki. Well, it's a Russian name, I can't pronounce that, but who led a study that suggests that obesity of a country politicians can be used to indicate the level of corruption in the country.
Obesity of the politicians
in relation
to the corruption.
I can see that.
I can think of certain world leaders that might apply to.
Like
that makes sense. Like if there's like some weird thing where like you like keep all the money and like resources to the government, then I guess the government would have more stuff. So I don't know.
No, but I can see that, like, look at the politicians of the first world countries that seems like very, they are not corrupt at all. Like, for example, Germany, Angela Merkel, she's thin. Or the Nordic places, or, well, yeah, all these politicians are thin. So maybe they are right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't Putin thin?
Yeah, he's like the exception.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not get too political.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there could be Russian spies listening in.
Yes.
Yeah.
We accept all our listeners.
So, the Peace Prize was given to a team of U.S. researchers who tested the hypothesis that humans evolved beards to protect themselves from punches in the face.
That one's really funny.
It is.
They evolved beards so they wouldn't get punched in the face to protect themselves.
Wait, who evolved beards? Humans?
Yeah. Humans.
Oh.
And they won the Peace Prize for that. Huh. Ig Nobel Peace Prize.
I think that it has more merit, like winning an IG Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Okay, that's better than last year's Ig Nobel Peace Prize, which was for Indian and Pakistani officials that would, like, ding-dong ditch each other.
Yeah, that's right.
that was last year's Ig Nobel Peace Prize.
Physics Prize went to a team of researchers who conducted an experiment to learn why pedestrians do not constantly collide with other pedestrians. Well, the Kinetics Prize went to a different team of researchers who look into why pedestrians sometimes do collide with other pedestrians.
That's funny. Opposite research.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Wait, why pedestrians what?
Why pedestrians don't collide.
And so there's one study about why pedestrians don't collide with each other, and then a different study about why pedestrians do collide with each other.
Oh. That's weird.
Very funny.
And the last but not least, the Etymological Prize that was awarded to John Moreland. Jet error. Oof, these are too many names. So, they used a new method of cockroach control on submarines.
Yeah. Of what kind of control?
Cockroach.
Cockroaches on submarines?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Dang.
Wait, cockroaches on submarines?
I guess someone had to do that research.
Yeah,
that
someone.
That is very specific.
Oh, wait a second. I think I forget one. There is one more. The Reno one. The Transportation Prize was given to a team of Namibia, South Africa, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, Brazil, Britain, and the US. Whoa, that's a lot of countries. Yeah. Researchers who conducted an experiment to determine whatever is safer to airlift rhinoceros with animal upside down.
Airlifting rhinoceroses. I don't know, like, what occasion you would need to airlift a rhinoceros.
Or why you'd think to do it upside down.
Yeah,
I've seen a documentary about that, and it's because they have to move them in national parks. So it makes sense that it's like a lot of African countries, because they have to move them when they are ill.
Okay, but imagine you just looked up and saw a helicopter, like, dragging, like, your rhinoceros through the air.
I have seen the documentaries, and they do exactly like that. Like, they put some ropes in the legs of the animals, and they just leave the animals
well,
like
yeah,
that.
But, like, imagine just, like, seeing that.
That would be a strange thing to see, for sure.
It would
take a lot of energy to lift a rhinoceros. I guess helicopters? You do it by helicopter?
Yeah, they do it by helicopters. It's impressive, because the helicopters doesn't seem to have a hard time doing that.
Yeah, they must be really strong helicopters. Well, let's do a segment that I just made up.
Isn't this fun?
We're going to play a game, and this game is called Hum That Tune.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but Google just launched this new capability where you can call up the Google Assistant and you can sing or whistle a song, and supposedly it will recognize the song. We're going to try
it out. Oh, yeah.
So I've got 12 songs to choose from. I think what we're going to do is, on your turn, we're going to roll a 12-sided die, and you have to take whichever one it is, and you have to try and either... So you can hum it, you can whistle it, or you can't sing it, like you can't use the words,
but
you can do like la 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 or do do do.
Yeah.
But you've got to see if you can do it well enough that Google recognizes it.
Okay, this sounds really fun.
All right. So, let's start with you, Will, and we'll go around in a circle.
Okay.
Or should we start with Henry? We'll start with Will. I already said it. We'll start with Will, then Santi, then Henry, then me.
What songs are these?
They are songs that you know. I'm not going to tell you the names of the songs yet.
Yeah. Okay. But, just for the shock.
Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 3.
All right, Will, your first song, and you're going to have to do it into my phone, is All Star.
Okay. Oh, so cool.
And remember, you can't say
any words. Okay, Google. What is this song?
Do, 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 do. All right, the results are Epic DreamWorks Medley, All-Star, or All-Star.
Oh, so I think you get a point for that. We're going to give you a point.
Yeah.
All-Star got a 51% match. Epic DreamWorks Medley got a 60% match. I got to try this, dang.
Yeah, this is so cool. I'm going to find so many songs.
That was pretty good. I'm going to give you a point. So Will gets 1 point.
Low quality point.
All right. Santi?
Yeah.
Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 8.
All right, so your song, and if you don't know this song, we can roll again, but your song is You've Got a Friend in Me.
I know this song. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na.
Here's the definition of na.
I don't think that was what was supposed to happen.
No, this is so sad.
I think I did it wrong.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na. Oh, no.
I think there's like a rest that you're missing.
This is the songs. Te estoy engañando con otra. Get down on it. Hold my souls.
I think there's
and
some...
it's an 8% match. 8% match. 7% match.
All right. I think Santi does not get a point for that one. Good try. Oh. Good try.
I think some of the like beat
it wasn't so off. Bad.
It wasn't so bad. But it did not win. All right.
It was still decent.
It was, yeah. There was a Spanish song. It's interesting there was a Spanish song.
I knew your Spanish. I guess because I did it like the Spanish way. Like, you did it like la la la. I did like na na na.
Well, you can do either.
All right. Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 4.
Henry, your song is never going to give you up.
Oh, no! Boy. I'm so jealous. No, you're so fortunate.
Nope. Really? It didn't, how did this not get it?
No, I think you gotta go with the melody.
I think that was the melody. Wait, do you mean the melody of the lyrics?
No,
that's not the iconic part.
No, I think you add a key change in there, too.
There's one in a language I cannot read.
Wow, yeah, you've got something from, it looks like
don't you
Hebrew.
Is that Hebrew? It's like squares.
Can I see?
Like a lot of foreign songs. None of them are very
This is Hebrew. Oh, yeah. When did we get, like, foreign
one looks
language?
Like maybe Polish or something. I'm not really even sure.
That's second so one, it looks Polish, yeah.
And then the last one is Narcissus by Rosen Murphy. You had an 11% match, a 10% match, and a 9% match. All right. Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 12.
Okay. So mine, this is going to be difficult. Mine is Take On Me.
Oh, nah, you got that.
That's so easy.
Yeah, that's easy.
I would have taken
that one.
Wait.
I'm excited to hear Dad sing, though.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, not even close at all. I got a 12% match for Seven Nation Army.
Oh, God.
Oh, you should have done that do-do-do-do
thing. Some Chinese song by Cody Lee.
I don't know. That sort of sounds like Seven Nation Army to me.
And a 7% match for Catching Smoke by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Yeah, Google, you're making a good 0 job. 0 points.
So far, William is the only one who's gotten. So do we want to do some more?
Honestly, yes, that did sound like Seven Nation Army, though.
I could not figure out how to do. Maybe I should have whistled it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I should have
done. You see the part of...
That's what I said. Yeah.
That's what I should have started with that. Not the chorus. All right. That was a poor performance. I'll do better next time. All right. Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 6.
All right. Will, your song is I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
I don't know how that song goes.
All right. You want to listen to it a little bit first?
I think I know what it is, but I need to listen to a bit of it first, yeah.
All right, you can do that. You can listen to a bit of the song if you can't remember how it goes.
It's iconic.
Alexa, play Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
I Can't Get No Satisfaction, mono version by the Rolling Stones on Amazon Music.
Everybody knows this song.
Yeah.
We might have to cut this for copyright reasons.
We may.
I don't know this song.
You don't know this song, really?
Really?
It's like one of the most famous songs ever.
I don't.
Yeah.
But it's good.
It's probably their most famous song.
All right, I think the neighbors get the point.
I don't recognize this.
All right, do you want to do a different one?
Yeah.
All right, I will
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, stop. All right, I will let you take a pass on that one. Everyone gets one pass.
I can't get a water.
Okay. Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 11.
It's weird, but I haven't had any numbers
Will,
twice.
Your next song is Mr. Brightside.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that song either.
Unable to find a match. Try again. Do 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 do.
So, Will, what were your results?
Runs in the Family by Amanda Palmer, Cash Money Millionaires by Lil Wayne, and Life Goes On by Adam Calhoun. 6% match, 6% match, 5% match.
All right, so that is not a win.
Yeah.
So far, you're still ahead, though. You're the only one who's gotten one.
I'm sure if you give me time, I will win.
Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 12.
All right, so we've already done 12, so we're going to go back to the beginning. And your song, Santi, is Yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everyone knows that song.
I was going to do this one for a choir recital.
Oh, wait a second. I did... Oh, no, God! I know!
Did it give you results?
Yes, of course, but... Oh. No.
Did you do something?
Did you do the wrong song?
Yes, I...
It sounded similar.
It started out sounding similar.
Because my mom did play two songs at the same... She started to play the guitar, and she started playing Yesterday and Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. So I just...
it actually sounds like that.
So I just mixed the songs together, and it gave me... Oh, I need your phone.
So what was the answer?
I think I got... Don't Stop Me Now from Queen, I'm sure.
You did. You got Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Well,
so if that was the song...
That's a half a point.
Oh, yeah. I see how it was that now.
No, that was true. I mixed the songs. No.
Because you started out with Yesterday, and then it turned into something else.
It's weird how, like, you don't recognize Don't Stop Me Now when you're, like, not trying to hear Don't Stop Me Now.
I have make a good remix.
It's like you did a mashup, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he get a half point for that?
I don't think he gets a point for that.
Okay.
No, it's not fair. I just messed up very badly.
All right, Henry, your turn. Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
This is embarrassing.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 7.
All right, Henry, your song is Uptown Funk.
Wait a second. How am I supposed to do this?
Uptown Funk.
Wait. I can only sort of remember how the horns go, and that's really the only melody
in
it.
You want to listen to a little bit of it first?
Yeah.
Alright, Alexa, play Uptown Funk. Alexa, play Uptown Funk.
Oh, I could just do this part, couldn't I?
You can do whatever part.
I'll do that part. Alexa.
Alexa, stop.
Oh.
Yeah. Alright.
Oh, how embarrassing. I missed two parts.
It's not embarrassing.
Dude. Do 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 do.
Yep.
Did you get it?
Yeah, except the top result is like a Kids Bop version, so it's like a rip-off Kids Bop.
Still
thing.
Counts. You got your first two results were Uptown Funk. You got a 16% match and a 13% match. So
a rip-off
so far, Henry and William have points.
Rip-off Kids Bop is like beyond cursed.
Alright, we're gonna do I'll do it and then we'll do one more round, okay?
No,
Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 10.
Alright, my song is Hound Dog.
I don't know how that song goes.
Me either.
I don't either.
Okay. I do, so that's helpful. Do 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 do.
That's pretty enthusiastic.
Do 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 do. Said unable to find a match. Dang it.
That's okay.
Can I try again?
Yeah, you can.
I guess.
I enjoyed Maisie's percussion.
Yeah. My second result was Hound Dog by Sha Na Na. I think I get a point.
You get like a half point.
It was a 20% match.
It sounded more like tequila.
Oh, the first one was like Swing the Mood, which apparently is a medley of songs, including, I'm guessing, Hound Dog, because it has In the Mood, Rock Around the Clock, Wake Up Little Susie, and maybe Hound Dog. And then the last one was It Takes Two by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. But because one of the results was that I get a point, so I have 1 point. Will has 1 point. Henry has 1 point.
No!
Santi would have a point if he would have done the right song. All right.
Santi,
last round.
To be fair, I got Smash Mouth All-Star. Like,
you did. Yeah. You did.
It's not hard.
All right. Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 4.
Okay, 4 is Never Gonna Give You Up, which has already been done. So we'll go to the next one, which is Thriller.
What number is that one?
Number 5.
Ah, okay.
You know the song?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the key, though. Do 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 do.
That was quite an energetic performance.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
I
hit the wrong thing, sorry.
No!
Oh, no.
That was impressive, though.
Just typing in do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do on Google. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hey, 60% match.
Nice.
And the Kids Bop version.
That was
really good, actually.
Yeah, like 12
thank you.
Points.
That was the melody was really good. I was actually really impressed.
That was Thriller by Michael Jackson, Thriller by Kids Bop, then Monster Mashup.
Very
good. Wow, another Kids Bop one.
That was the closest match we've had so far. All right.
Thank you.
No, I don't want to mix the songs again.
Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 9.
All right. Number 9 is, you'll like this one. It's Macarena.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's favorite.
Of course. Na 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 na
na na na na na na na
na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na 16%, and then Macarena Baile Latino, 14%.
Very good, very good. Santi got a point.
Yeah, finally.
Wait, all right, so all
there's
three
only a few left we haven't done. Yeah, so you got three matches. Alexa, roll a 12-sided die.
I rolled a 12-sided die and got 7.
I think that's the first time someone got
7
all three.
7 was Uptown Funk. 8 was You've Got a Friend on Me. 9 was Macarena. 10 is Hound Dog. 11 is Mr. Brightside. 12 is Take on Me. 1 is Yesterday. So that brings us all the way to number 2, which is Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, you're getting the best one.
This is either going to be really good or really horrible.
Hey, search a song and then go. Okay.
Do, oh, wait. It already says unable to find match. Why?
So, wait.
Do, 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 do. I don't know the rest of the melody.
Na, na, na.
No, you have to do it. Well, if you want to start over, you can.
It got it. It got it. 11% match, but it got it.
Wow.
Dang.
Do I get half a point?
I was lucky. Yeah,
no, I get the point. It was my turn.
No. I complete your song.
Okay. But the thing is, if we both get half a point, neither of us... Will still wins, either way.
Yeah,
Will's got
closer.
2 points. You've got 1 point.
Look, just saying, you didn't
have
to do that, so...
I just don't want you to win.
All right, I think there's only one song left.
I wouldn't win, I'd just be tied.
So, yeah, what is left? I don't see a song left. How can there not be a song left?
Wait, did you go first or did Will go first?
Will went first.
Really?
Oh, wait, there was one that I didn't do because I didn't know it.
You didn't do Satisfaction.
I didn't do
Satisfaction. All right, I will try to do Satisfaction.
I can't believe you didn't. Whatever. That's an easy one.
You got
the... Dun, 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 dun. Oh, unable to find a match. I don't think I get a point.
Okay, try again. Hit the try again.
All right. Dun, 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 dun. Nope, it does not like mine at all.
Okay.
It won't even get me any match.
I think we now need to, like, create an entire, like, song of just, like, our voice.
So I ended up with 1 point. Will ended up with 2 points. Henry and Santi.
Two. No, I think...
Henry got 2 points. Santi
I got
2 points.
No!
Yeah, you got, like, 1.5 points.
You tied for third, Santi.
Oh, that's so sad.
I tied for first.
Will you
and
third.
Henry. Second, I guess.
I see Will as the victors.
That was
in
kind
this
of
game.
A fun game, though. I enjoyed it. There's only one last thing to do on podcast, and that is...
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Allison is joining us for Treat Yourself. And for Treat Yourself today, we have 2 flavors of Twizzlers. We have something called Twizzlers Mystery Flavor. I feel like Mystery Flavor... is what companies do when they mess up. They come up with a flavor that's just kind of weird, and it didn't really work out right, and they just say, I know, we'll just call it mystery flavor.
like
we're going to try mystery flavor to see if we can identify it. And then there's also Twizzlers Strawberry Smoothie. They are filled Twizzlers that apparently taste like a strawberry smoothie.
I'm excited for those.
These both look good to me, but, you know, I've been wrong before where something looks good and it ends up being terrible.
Last time we had filled Twizzlers on this podcast, maybe it wasn't last time, but I remember that one time a couple years ago, we had those filled, like, orange creamsicle flavors.
Oh, yeah, those were good.
And also key lime pie flavors.
Yeah, those were both good.
We were like, man, this is one of the best treat yourselves we've done.
All right, let's try the mystery flavor first.
Okay.
They smell kind of like grape to me.
Hmm. That's interesting.
But I don't know. It is mystery flavor. I'm going to pass some around.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it smells so strongly of grape.
Oh, this smells great.
So I guess there's two things we have to do here. First, we have to see if we can identify the mystery flavor. And second, we have to rate it. Does anyone want to say what they think the flavor is?
I've got no idea.
I would say grape. Maybe
it's
berry.
Sort of grape or berry-ish. Mm-hmm.
I think it tastes like an unsuccessful raspberry attempt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
You know what it really reminds me of?
Boysenberry or what's that they have up at the Yellowstone?
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry. A little bit like huckleberry.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You know what it really reminds me of? And the Twizzler's texture helps with this too, is those like that like fruit leather you can get.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
So it's some sort of berry-ish thing. But they smell more than they taste, which I guess is sort of true with Twizzlers generally.
So I didn't smell grape. I smelled, like, I thought it smelled more like cranberry. But I think I think huckleberry.
It does sort of taste like cranberry.
I still have the taste in my mouth.
Now, let's rate it. What did you guys think of it?
I'll go with delicious. It's licorice.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
It is disappointing.
I thought it was meh.
I'll
it
give
was
it a.
Not very good.
I agreed with you. Man.
I'll give it a high okay.
M-E-H. Meh.
And Will says it's okay.
It is disappointing when candy has a stronger smell than a taste.
I will.
I expected to like it, terrible. It's just not that good.
Don't
like
worry, guys. I'll be completely glad to eat all of it.
I think my theory.
Don't
that
worry,
they,
I
they
also
just,
will eat some.
I think my theory that they just screwed it up and decided to call it mystery flavor might be true.
Yeah.
So, I'm confused by Santi's claim that he doesn't like it, but will eat it.
I always do that. Remember the
I remember the cookies too. For me, meh means like it's not bad enough to spit out, but I have no desire to eat more of it.
All right, let's try the strawberry smoothie ones. These actually smell really good.
Maybe they call it a mystery flavor.
I'm very hopeful of these. I tend to like stuff, candy that has a filling. I don't know why. Like a chewy candy with a filling.
I know it makes some people nauseous.
It makes me nauseous.
It makes me excellent.
Excited.
Yeah.
I sense we have some opinions about this one.
Terrible. Disgusting.
You can hear Mom getting a cup of water in the background.
Santi and Allison, I think, agree on the rating. What'd you think, Allison?
That's beyond disgusting. That's awful.
Ew, seriously.
You know what I say?
So gross.
You know those little covers that it's like became a meme?
And you know what I thought? I thought it was delicious.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicious.
What I say is, you know,
I really like it.
This is so bad that I only going to eat this one.
You know those covers that became a meme?
I really like it.
Those little covers that became a meme that say like, no, that's what I call music, or no, that's what I call comedy. No, that's what I call candy. I really like this. This is like
no,
a cowtail.
No, that's terrible.
It tastes like a cowtail. I loved it.
I like
no.
it.
That's
Henry,
a delicious.
You are okay. The tie-breaking vote here.
Fairly strong delicious.
I hate to disappoint you. And I know you already said there's a lot of opinions, but honestly, I have no opinion about this. Like, while I was eating it, I was just experiencing nothing. I felt
like,
no feelings.
Anyone can even know that.
Yeah, like, what do I...
So
I've never had this happen before. I just don't feel anything.
I like
it. It tastes like canned frosting.
It's terrible.
Exactly.
I don't hate it, but also if I were to eat it at like
I enjoy it
3 a.m., then I would
in the
question my life.
Kind of strawberry taste and nice and sweet.
I like how the like
it's
anyone
a chew to it.
I like how like anyone could even know that is not a meh or an okay. It's just in a realm of its own.
It's just there.
Wow. So it very transcends. Polarized. We had two people that hated it, two people that loved it. And one that just doesn't even know.
Okay, it's been a while since we've had a really polarizing.
I
right.
You know, here's my rating. I like it? Question mark.
I think Will and I are going to finish off this bag.
Oh yeah.
I usually don't like filled licorice, but that is the worst I've ever tasted. It's like so disgustingly sweet and fake tasting.
I think it's pretty
I've had
good.
Candy like it before, and I don't care.
So
it's good.
I like it. Wow, very controversial. Very controversial takes for the Twizzler. Flavors.
You're still eating.
I loved it, man.
So that is Treat Yourself, and that is our podcast. Thanks, Allison, for joining us for Treat Yourself. Thank you, Will, Henry, and Santi for being on the podcast this week.
Thank you.
And thank you especially to anyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can email us at talkdadpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at Talk Dad Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. I will try to post the video of Henry jumping on the rope swing that we talked about earlier. You can also find us at TTD Podcast on Twitter and at talktodadpodcast.com, where you can download and stream all of our episodes from 1 to 256. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later.